Security has been tightened throughout the country. All borders have been placed on full alert. Exit visas have been suspended for the entire week. In addition, we have received assurances from our undercover agents in the West that our actions to date have gone completely undetected. All military leaves have been cancelled, and we have doubled the guard around Dr. Flamand. And finally, all systems are in readiness for deployment of the Polaris mine, just as you ordered, General Zweck.
Well done, von Horst. By Sunday, the entire NATO submarine fleet will be here on their maneuvers and completely vulnerable. Am I a Kumpler? What is the progress of our diversionary plan?
The schedule for the cultural festival is now complete, Herr General. And you shall be pleased to note that at your personal request, the Soviets have agreed to send the celebrated tenor, Vladimir Biletnikov.
Well done, Herr Mayer. Then everything has gone according to the plan.
Well, not exactly, mein General. The American, Leonard Bernstein, unfortunately has had to cancel. But they are sending another performer in his place. In fact, we have just received this copy of his most recent record album. His name is Nick Rivers.
I'm sure he will be quite adequate. As long as the attention of the world is firmly fixed on our cultural festival, no one will know what is about to happen. And once again, Germany will become united under one rule, ours. After Sunday, there will be no one to stop us.
If everybody had a 12-gauge and a soup or two, you'd see them shooting and serving in a Malibu. Because it's a totally mansion, riding waves to blast their pigeon. And it's so neat, shooting ski while you're riding on the heavies all day. We're waxing down our surfboards and loading up our tracks. Tell the teacher we're shooting, we're for something bad. I've got a gun rack in my Chevy for when the surf and the flat get heavy.
Eine Blitz ist eine der Flachmatuche. The pen is on the table. Wir haben Pflichtmitten und der Heiner Blassen. There is Sauerkraut in my Lederhosen.
Come in.
Selbstgewachsen. Der Zibbele mit der Cup in Dread.
What did he say?
I think we're at the East German checkpoint.
Better have our passports ready. Now remember, Nick, this is the first time rock music has ever been allowed in this country. So you're not just a performer.
You're an ambassador representing America. And above all,
remember, we've got to play by their rules.
Martin, I've been practicing. How's this? Ist der Takt und Achsen, bitte.
What does that mean?
Is your daughter 18?
Your papers, please. Mr. Nick Rivers.
We have been awaiting the arrival of the famous American singer.
Come here! Come here!
Where are they taking him?
They are not taking him anywhere.
Do not let your American curiosity lead you into trouble, Mr. Rivers. You are a guest here only because it serves our purposes. I suggest that during your stay, it would be wise to keep to your own affairs. Good day.
Mich selber haben wir mal guten Worten listen.
What the hell did you say to him?
Nothing. I just told him I put his name on the Montgomery Ward mailing list.
I'm sorry. He's just a little tired from the trip. I normally wouldn't say.
Your attitude is being noted, Mr. Rivers.
If that was your idea of being an ambassador, we're headed for a lot of trouble.
I want a schnauzer with my Wiener Schnitzel.
Unserer Zeremonie. Und weil wir so froh sind zu willkommen, berühmte Gäste von der ganzen Welt in unsere Stadt, wollen wir euch übergeben die Schlüssel von unserer Stadt. Und die Schlüssel werden übergeben von der Olympischen Mannschaft von Ostdeutschland. Heute Abend fängt an unser Festival von Kunst in der Kulturhalle. und dort wird die berühmte Madame Bergerone und ihre ausgezeichnete Truppe vor mir das Nussknacker-Suite
Souvenirs, Novelties, Party-Tricks. Souvenirs, Novelties, Party-Tricks.
Do you know any good white basketball players?
There are no good white basketball players, my friend.
There was trouble on the Berlin Express. They knew I was on that train.
We suspect there is a traitor somewhere in the resistance.
We must proceed nonetheless. There is too much at stake.
Here, kind sir, smell this flower. It never fails to amuse the parties.
Very good.
The Germans are planning something. Time is running out.
Have you found out where Dr. Flamand is being kept?
Here. This is one of our most popular items.
That's very good.
We do not know where they are keeping Dr. Flamand, only that they are forcing him to build a new weapon.
What are my instructions?
Here. Try this. This will make you very popular at social gatherings. Go tonight to the valley. Here, use this ticket. You will meet the leader of the resistance, a man known as the Torch. Until then, wait at the Howard Johnson's. It's on the corner of the Führerstrasse and Goebbels Platz. Good luck, kind sir, and God be with you.
Wait. You dropped your phony dog poo.
What phony dog poo?
Souvenirs, novelties, party tricks. Souvenirs, novelties. The end of unsere ceremony, when we singen unsere national hymne.
Why are we stopped here? This isn't the Howard Johnson's.
Table for two, please. The name is Rivers.
Ah, yes. Mr. Rivers. I have it right here. But I'm afraid we require a jacket and tie for the dining room. If you like, we would be very happy to provide you with one.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Jürgen?
This way, sir.
Ah, General Streck. Comrade Belentnikov. I have your table ready for you.
Very good, Heinz. As you know, Comrade Biletnikov holds a very high rank in the party. We wish to afford him every courtesy.
But of course, my general.
Perhaps Comrade Biletnikov will be persuaded to sing for us this evening.
I will take care of it.
Thank you.
Nick, I'm sorry I won't be able to join you for dinner tonight. I'm coming down with a sore throat, so I've decided to turn in early. Don't forget, you have to be at the theater at 8:30.
This doesn't help at all.
Don't worry about it, Martin. Why don't you go up to your room and get some sleep? Is there anything you need?
Oh, no, thanks. I just wanted to make sure you got those new arrangements.
Oh, yeah, I got them right here.
By the way, I ordered that 84 Ripple Blanc for you that they recommended. It's very good.
Thanks.
In the Virginia Slims tournament.
In women's tennis, I always root against the heterosexual.
Have you heard from Cedric?
Yes, he was just here. Wait in your hotel room. He will meet you there.
This letter has to be in New York by Tuesday.
Now go, quickly.
Excuse me. I am sorry, madame, but this evening is only for guests of the cultural festival.
Your Ripple Blanc, sir.
Jürgen, escort this lady out.
Excuse me, but this lady is with me.
Ah, Mr. Rivers. 1,000 pardons, madame.
After you, my dear. You're just in time. You know, I don't think I've ever seen you looking so lovely.
Thank you. That was very kind of you.
My pleasure. I was looking for someone to dance with.
You're an American.
That's right.
My uncle was born in America.
Oh, really?
But he was one of the lucky ones. He managed to escape in a balloon during the Jimmy Carter presidency.
I bet he's got a lot of great stories.
Yes. He would tell me about all the large houses and expensive cars and how the young people waste their time watching television and listening to rock and roll music.
What's wrong with television?
Not all television. MASH was okay, and the old Mary Tyler Moore show. It just seems like the young people of America take their freedom for granted.
Now, wait a minute. I don't think you're being fair. You know, my history class won't spend an entire week in Philadelphia.
Maybe so. You can talk about freedom all you want, but still, you don't know what it's like to have to fight for it. For what you did back there.
Well, you know, I think you'd really like America. We've got the Liberty Bell, Disneyland on both coasts. It's happening.
Gekoken offen yum.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really don't know any German.
That's all right. I know a little German. He's sitting over there. Was recommenden?
Uns Bunken der Flicken, ein mit der Flönzen, lief ein der Kuchen. Ich bin euch gemitschit, in sich mir finster in der Augen. Mir kann du gehaget werden. Du's wird helfen wie a teuten Bonkes.
Anything's fine.
Geh klopp de Kopf auf den Bund.
Thank you.
Hillary.
Hillary? That's an unusual name.
It's a German name. It means she whose bosoms defy gravity.
I'm pleased to meet you. My name's Nick.
Nick? What does that mean?
Nothing. My dad thought of it while he was shaving. Are you in some kind of trouble with the police?
Some things are much better left unsaid.
Like what?
Well, you know, sometimes when you blow your nose into a tissue and you put it in your purse, then a little while later you have to reach in there for your lipstick or something, and your hand gushes into it. And
okay, goes, okay, oh, look. You're right. Some things are better left unsaid.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fortunate to have with us tonight a singer whose great talent is exceeded only by his devotion to his country. He truly has the gift of song, a golden voice, inspired.
Is there something wrong?
And charming personality.
I was afraid something like this might happen.
General Streck of the High Command is a most fervent admirer and owns a complete set of his works. Now, he is a very shy and gentle man, but perhaps we could persuade him to sing for us. Shall we ask him?
I better do what they want. I promised my manager. Thank you, sir. Okay, watch your change in the second chorus. Oh, wah, baba, loo, bam, la, bam, boom, to the fruity, oh, Rudy.
Spirit, mein Herr.
To you.
It was a trap. They must have known I was staying at the Howard Johnsons.
But who did this?
Never mind about that. We've got to rescue your father before it's too late.
But what are we going to do?
I was supposed to go to the ballet tonight. Meet a man called the Torch. Thank you. He's the leader of the resistance. He'll help us find your father.
I'll go.
No, you can't go. It's too dangerous.
But I must. He'll be tortured.
All right. But be very careful at the ballet.
Where is the ticket?
In the glove compartment.
Can you reach it from the inside? How about the other hand? Oh, no, that's not it. Let me try. Here it is.
Well, you think we ought to wait for the police?
That was the police.
In here.
Here. We can get out this way.
Wait a minute. First, you can explain a few things.
I'm not sure I can. Put you in great danger. Please trust me. You must come with me.
Look, I don't know what kind of trouble you're in, but don't worry about me. I'm a guest of the government. I can explain everything.
But you're mistaken. They'll put you in...
Go away. You still can. They can't do anything to me. Glad to see you. I've been here 20 minutes already.
Nick, I've tried everything. The embassy, the German government, the consulate. I even talked to the UN ambassador. It's no use. I just can't bring my wife to orgasm.
Gee, that's a shame, Martin. Have you tried one of these?
Oh, well, thanks. I'll give it a whirl.
Now listen, Martin. I'm getting a little worried about this place. I mean, I don't even think they've ever even heard of a trial. All I know is, after we left the cafe last night, I met a girl. Then later at the ballet, she's sitting all alone. And then all of a sudden, I see this guy who's got a gun at her head. And he's looking like he's going to kill her. And he might have if I hadn't stepped in. Now, there's got to be someone you can call that can straighten this whole mess out.
Look, I figure they got to let you out for your concert Friday night. They're beaming it live by satellite to 85 countries. Now, you just relax and remember, there's nothing to worry about.
Patium Cornelium Spiritum. In Domini Patrum Spiritus Mobium Dios Madre. Omnia Gallia divisa est in tres partes. Corpus delictae, quid pro quo, veni vidi vici. Nolo contendere, habeas corpus rictu reus. Ipso facto, pro forma, pari passu. Hic haec hoc, huius, te pluribus unum.
Orie oinge ute et ge aedre in the aete. Tempus fugit, cadeat emptor, coetus interruptus, mit sigena ad nauseam. Amen.
We wish to impress upon you, Mr. Rivers, that we have methods of dealing with those who will not cooperate.
The last time. Why did you attack Sergeant Kruger?
I didn't know who it was. I just saw him pull a gun on a girl.
Might I remind you, Mr. Rivers, that the penalty for murder is death by firing squad. Let us hope for your sake that Sergeant Kruger survives.
Yeah? It is a hospital, mein General.
What is the condition of Sergeant Kruger? Yes. I see. Well, let me know if there's any change in his condition. He's dead. I'm afraid you leave me no alternative but to introduce you to two of my associates. Bruno is almost blind, has to operate wholly by touch. Klaus is a moron who knows only what he reads in the New York Post. I believe they never let a man lose consciousness, however long they may work upon him.
You don't scare me. My manager is on his way right now to the American consulate.
Do not be so sure, Mr. Rivers. Evidently, your friend did not realize that here in East Germany we use 220-volt current. He was found in his hotel room, impaled upon a large electrical device. Our surgeons did what they could, but it took them 2 hours just to get the smile off his face. Perhaps the American has chosen to reconsider. Make sure they leave no marks.
Ich liebe dich, mein Schatz.
Do you know which room the final chemistry exam is in?
All the exams are over. Haven't you been to class?
No.
But it's the end of the semester.
No. No, I haven't studied. Oh, no. I'm back in school. I can't believe I'm back in school. Thank God.
They're still working on him. He won't break. They've tried everything. Do you want me to bring out the Leroy Neiman paintings?
No. We cannot risk violating the Geneva Convention. We'll break him tomorrow.
Thank you.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
My name is Nick Rivers. Who are you?
I am Dr. Paul Flamond. I am a prisoner here just like you, my son. You see, a year ago, I was close to perfecting the first magnetic desalinization process, so revolutionary. It was capable of removing the salt from over 500 million gallons of seawater a day. Do you realize what that could mean to the starving nations of the earth?
Wow. They'd have enough salt to last forever.
Well, then one night, the secret police broke into my house. They tore me from my family, ransacked my laboratory, and brought me to this dungeon.
That sucks.
For the first time in my life, I am ashamed of being a scientist.
What do you mean?
They are forcing me to create a horrible weapon.
Can't you refuse?
I wish I could. But they are holding my daughter. They'll kill her unless I complete the Polaris mine by Sunday.
Sunday? That's Simchas Torah.
And the day the entire NATO submarine fleet passes through the Straits of Gibraltar.
Is this the Polaris mine?
Yes. By Sunday, I will be able to arm it with a nuclear warhead.
How does it work?
It is a magnetic mine. So powerful, it will attract itself to submarines miles away.
How about that?
Oh, no! You must go now, quickly. If they find out you've seen this, your life will be worth less than a truckload of dead rats in a tampon factory.
Right away.
Von Horst.
Ja, mein General.
The government wishes to avoid an international incident. Mr. Rivers must be allowed to perform his concert tonight.
He is to be executed this very minute.
We'll have to wait. Call him at once.
Ja, mein General.
I found a little romance. She was walking down the boulevard. I know I should have been good. I never thought that I would. Love across and baby, cross my heart. Girl, you're rocking in a little wine. Saw me thinking about a little Valentine. What's a lonely boy to do? It's so fine. How silly can you get? Yeah, yeah. Can you get? Ooh, yeah. I never ever met this way. But would you love to be that way? When I was young and get married with you. Oh, yeah. How silly can you get? Oh, yeah. How silly can you get? Ooh, yeah. No more fooling around, you bet. How silly can you get?
I can't believe it's true that I just met a girl like you. Each night I'm all alone, my heart's an empty hole. To see you standing there would be my only prayer. You set my heart on fire, it's burning with desire. Your touch, your lips, your soul, you make me lose control. Baby, please,
baby, please, baby, please,
spend this night with me. I can't believe it's true, I met a girl like you. In heaven we would be. spend the night with me.
If you spend this night with me.
Darling, I'm here to say, I pray there'll come a day when by my side you'll stay. And you, you will always be a love that's burning. You set my heart on fire. It's burning with desire. Your touch, your lips, your soul. You make me lose control. Baby, please, baby, please. Spend this night with me.
Oh, baby. Baby, please. Don't you understand I need you? I can't live without you. I was going to say something I never said before. I even love you.
Oh, it's just no use. I'm begging you, darling. I can't face another day without you. Oh, honey lamb, I'm afraid. Don't you understand I'm losing my very mind? I gotta have you with me. I'm in such a complete anguish without you. Oh, sugar gorgeous. Baby, I'm standing at the great abyss of love, and I'm teetering. Oh, Dumplin', I promise I'll even be nice to your mama. Baby, please, spend this night with me.
No excuse. Search the road again. Sign the eastern sector. I want the whole area sealed off.
There's a used bookstore somewhere around here. The owner is a member of the Resistance. If we can find...
Resistance? Wait a minute. Don't you think it's about time you told me what this is all about?
I'm sorry. I guess I do owe you an explanation. You see, only a year ago, I was teaching a course in Black History at the University of Blaupunkt. And then one night, I came home to find that my father had been arrested by the secret police. I've been trying to find him ever since.
Wait a minute. That's Dr. Flamand. I saw him yesterday in Flergendorf Prison.
Flergendorf Prison? Is he all right?
Yes, he looks fine.
Oh, thank God he's safe. We must get this information to the Resistance. Maybe they can help us.
Okay, let's go.
It's a Swedish bookstore.
Oh, it's for Harriet.
Yes,
That's okay. Don't feel bad. It happens to lots of men the first time. Just relax. I'll pour you a drink. We can always try again in a couple of hours, she said as she laid down beside him and caressed his chest. Can you believe they print this trash?
Don't worry about it. You said you were going to tell me something about your childhood.
Oh, yes. When I was just a young girl, my uncle took me on a tropical cruise. But there was a terrible storm, and the boat sank. I managed to swim to a deserted island with a young boy named Nigel. Together, we had to learn to survive. Fortunately, the ocean provided its bounty, which Nigel would catch every day. Later, I would forage inland for fruit and vegetables from the endless varieties of trees and bushes found all over the island. Then we busied ourselves chopping palm fronds and lacing them to bamboo with dried seaweed and snot. This not only provided us with a safe haven from the rain, but sheltered us from the relentless Santa Ana winds, which would periodically ravage the island. The years passed, and as we grew up, we began to notice strange new feelings awakening within us. There was no one around to explain this. We had to learn by ourselves. That was the last I ever saw of Nigel. I spent months by myself on that island until I was finally rescued by a passing ship. I'll never forget my feeling of relief. You can't imagine what it's like to be separated from your family at such a young age.
I think I can. You see, when I was about 6 years old, my mama took me on a trip to the city. We went to one of those big old department stores, and I got lost. They tried to page you, but the PA system was on the fritz. I never saw my mama again. Some people from the cosmetics department fed me a bowl of soup and some bread. The days stretched into weeks. One February, they got pretty jammed up during the semi-annual Lincoln's birthday sale, and they asked me to help out in preteen maternity. Then one day I overheard a conversation in personnel about them needing a new jingle for their radio ad. So I picked up my guitar and I wrote down a tune that had been mulling and creeping and crawling around in my head. It went something like this.
Are you lonesome? Tonight, is your kitchen a sight? Is your wardrobe all run down there? Is your lipstick all smeared? Are your stockings not sheer? Do they make your legs show all your hair? Do the tears on your pillow roll down as you turn? Do they short out the blanket and make the sheets burn? Is your heart filled with pain? Will you come back again? Shop at Macy's and love me tonight.
This is it. I must leave you here.
Go now, quickly.
Is he all right?
Oh, he caught a cold the other day, and he's just a little hoarse.
Get your Mario.
Well, it's been
a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. But when I get home,
yes?
Is this the potato farm?
Yes, I am Albert Potato. Who are you?
We were sent by Sven Jorgensen.
Come this way.
Want to see the torch?
No one is allowed to see the torch.
But we have important information about my father, Dr. Paul Flamand.
We shall see.
You. Oh, my darling Hillary, if only you knew how I've yearned for this day to come. Sleepless nights, lonely hours, hoping, praying that once more I would be able to gaze into your ravishing brown eyes. And who is this I should thank for bringing you back to me?
Oh, Nigel, this is Nick. Nick Rivers. He's a friend.
Forgive us, Mr. Rivers, if we have been less than hospitable. But recently we've had reason to believe that there is a traitor somewhere in the resistance. Ducroix, introduce the American to the men.
Very well. This is Chevalier, Montage, Détente, Avant-Garde, and Déjà Vu.
Have we not met before, monsieur?
I don't think so.
Over there. Croissant, soufflé, escargot, and chocolate mousse.
Now, Mr. Rivers, what is the news that you bring us?
I've seen Dr. Flamand in Flergendorf prison.
Looking at this.
He told me the Polaris mine will be ready on Sunday.
Sunday?
Sacre bleu.
My favorite.
We'll have to move out tonight. I'll be back in a moment, my darling. Prepare the gear for the jump.
Ah, Cordon bleu.
Nick,
I want to explain.
What's there to explain?
But I just want
Look,
to say that...
I'm not the first guy who fell in love with a girl he met in a restaurant who then turned out to be the daughter of a kidnapped scientist, only to lose her to a childhood lover who she'd last seen on a deserted island and who turned out 15 years later to be the leader of the French underground.
I know. It all sounds like some bad movie.
Forget it. It'll be better for everyone if we just forget what's happened.
Mr. Rivers, we've arranged for your safe transportation across the border tonight. It's the least we can do to show our gratitude. Come, my darling. Let me show you what I've done to the fallout shelter.
Take it so hard, Nick. Life is filled with its little miseries. Each of us, in his own way, must learn to deal with adversity in a mature and adult fashion.
You mind if I have a swig of this?
Go right ahead.
What the hell is this stuff?
Gasoline.
Don't worry, my darling. I'm sure your friend will get over it. He seems a good chap, really. But Hillary, how wonderful that you've returned to me now, when I so desperately need you by my side to fight for the cause. Our cause.
Oh, Nigel, I am proud of you. But I'm so confused. All these years I thought you were dead.
And by all rights I should be. I floated at sea for days, nearly unconscious. And then, as luck would have it, I was picked up by a passing freighter. Of course, I tried to get them to come back to save you, too. But it was a foreign ship, and they didn't understand English. I yelled and screamed, but it only seemed to excite them all the more. They took advantage of me in ways that I cannot describe.
Oh, Nigel, it must have been awful.
The train! What did you find out, Latrine?
Where's the others?
We never had assurance. It was a slaughter.
We must put a stop to this afternoon football games.
Which direction was I coming from? The road.
Hey, come out!
My God, they're going to kill us all.
Not wait for us.
We have to make a break for it. Rendezvous at the cafe near the landing field.
Wait!
Don't wait!
Nice shooting.
My man.
Good, you've made it. Now everybody's accounted for. Here's the plan. We'll be taking off at 0100 hours.
What about the American?
A truck will drive by here at exactly midnight. You'll jump on the back and be driven onto the border.
But wait a minute. Nick is the only one who knows the inside of that prison.
Well, Monsieur Rivers, it seems that you have become, how do you say, indispensable?
Indispensable.
That's what I thought.
Sorry, fellas. I've done my time in Pflugendorf prison. I got a truck to meet.
Nick, you can ask any price you want, but you must help us.
Seems as long as I know my way around that prison, I'll never be lonely.
Nick, I know how you feel about me, but I'm asking you to put your feelings aside for something more important.
Like what? Do I have to hear again what a great cause you and Nigel are fighting for?
But this was your cause, too.
My only cause is my music.
That's exactly what I mean. Didn't you see the eyes of those kids at your concert? Oh, Nick, you must help us. If not for me, for the cause of freedom.
Latrine! The traitor in our midst.
Well done, Latrine. I see you have dealt with him appropriately.
What about you fool? This is a carrier pigeon on its way to German headquarters. Look, a message. Resistance planning to free Flamand Sunday, 0800 hours.
That means the traitor is someone at this very table.
Excuse me. Aren't you Nick Rivers, the American rock and roll star?
No. No, I'm not.
Oh, but you must be. Won't you sing us just one song?
Oh, I'm sorry. You must have me confused with somebody else. I'm, Mel Torme.
Oh.
That was close.
Perhaps a bit too close.
What do you mean?
We have absolutely no proof that this man is who he claims to be. And yet we're asking him to lead us into the most heavily guarded prison in Germany.
Why, Nigel, that's absurd.
Just a moment, my darling. We know he came to us with no credentials. We know the Germans never knew the location of our headquarters until he arrived. And we know that we've been infiltrated by a traitor.
Nigel, what are you saying?
How do we know he's not Mel Torme?
Look, he's at the jukebox.
Well, get out on that floor and hit that rug tonight. Well, get out on that floor and hit that rug tonight. We're gonna shake that rug in the early, early light. I say romp and stomp and slide like the devil on the grill. Yeah. I say romp and stomp and slide like the devil on the grill. Well, stand back, baby. I believe I'm gonna free my edge. You gotta straighten your rug. Yeah, straighten your rug. You gotta give it a push. Yeah, give it a shove. Well, rug cutting, honey, now, baby. Give it a tug. That mean old rug don't bat your back. You better watch that mean old rug don't bat your back. Yeah, I'm telling you, baby, it ain't no back on back. You gotta. Well, welcome, honey, you know what I'm talking about. Well, welcome, honey, come on, man, straighten it out. And there's nobody I'd rather train it with.
This is not Bill Torvay.
I don't know what's going to happen down there. This may be the last time I'll see you. And there's something I wanted to say.
You don't have to say anything.
But I want to. You must know that when we were together last night, I had no idea that Nigel was still alive.
And now that you know?
Oh, Nick, his work is so important to him. I must stay with him. He pleaded with me not to leave. I just hope you realize that's all he means to me. Oh, I don't know what's right any longer. I only wish I didn't love you so much.
I've spotted the herd. They're the key to the whole plan. Now, we're here. Every morning at 7:15, the prison guards bring the cows from here up this road towards the prison for their morning milking. Ducroix and I will merge with the herd here and sneak in through the gate in the electrified fence. Then we'll break away from the other cows and enter the generator building here. At exactly 7:25, we cut the power. Then, the rest of you come through here, scale this wall, and Nick can lead you to Flamand's cell. Meanwhile, Hillary will steal this truck by the railway crossing and pick us up back here. Then we'll drive to the landing field where the plane will be waiting for us. Let's go. No. You take the head. I'm taking the back.
What's the plan, Watts?
Forget the plan. I'm giving the orders here. Now to shut up and give me the back half.
All right. Be an asshole. He'll say come.
Okay, let's move out.
All right, let's go. Double time.
We only have 5 minutes to get to the circuit box and throw the switch.
We've got to hurry. Can you see the gate?
Yes. It's just ahead.
Where are the guards?
I can only see one.
Ow!
Yeah, there, girl. Move along.
Stay behind the guards. As soon as we get round this corner, we'll break away from the herd. Okay?
Now! I think we did it. Can you see the generator?
Yes, it's over there, behind the feed bin.
All right, let's go. But we've got to hurry.
Mon Dieu. Michel? You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
What's the hurry? Why are we in such a bloody rush? I just wanted to stop to take a rest.
Guards are past.
All right, Alonti, they caught the power.
3 more minutes, and we can cut the wire.
There it is.
Michel, what are you doing?
Never you mind.
Why do you want to go back to the meter shed?
We're going to turn the power back on.
But that will set off the alarms. The others will be trapped. I refuse.
Oh? This gun in your back says you won't. Now move.
So, it is you who is a traitor.
Don't take it too badly, old boy. You're no more of a fool than the others. Now get over there and pull that...
Dr. Flamand!
Nick!
Come on, we're taking you out of here.
But my daughter...
Don't worry, Hillary's safe. She's with us.
Thank God. But how ironic. Another day and I would have completed my tunnel.
Nice work.
you. Nigel.
Very clever, my darling.
Nigel!
You seem to have put the pieces together very nicely. But unfortunately, it's too late for you and the others.
But Nigel, how could you?
Oh, it wasn't very difficult. I suppose I could have returned to rescue you from that wretched island. But it would have meant leaving my newfound comrades.
Comrades?
Yes. It was a Russian ship. They taught me all about you, imperialist swine. I was exposed to the works of great thinkers. Karl Marx, Lenin, L. Ron Hubbard, Freddie Laker. Now get into the truck. We're going for a ride.
Something is wrong. Where's the truck?
Where's Hillary?
I'm hungry.
Do what?
What happened?
Nigel made me go back to the meter shed. Ordered me to set off the alarm.
And what does he want us to do now?
Nothing, you numbskull. Nigel's a traitor.
What's happening?
Nigel took Hillary in truck. That way.
I cannot leave the country without my daughter.
I'm going after them. I'll meet you at the landing field.
Nick!
Whether you make it back or not, that plane must take off with Dr. Flamand at 1800 hours.
But we recommend you be there at least 45 minutes before departure, especially at this time of year.
Good luck, Nick.
Let go.
Good luck.
Got to hand it to the Germans. They make great cars.
There's no more time. We've got to take off now.
I will not leave without my daughter.
Listen, old chap, in a few minutes it'll be dawn, and then we'll just be sitting ducks to their anti-aircraft guns.
Wait! There they are! My darling, how I feared I would never see you again. I am so proud of you, my beloved.
Please, there'll be time to talk on the plane. You'd better hurry.
But I can't go on that plane.
But Hillary...
No, Father. I'm needed here. For as long as a single man is forced to cower under the iron fist of oppression, as long as a child cries out in the night, or an actor can be elected president, we must continue the struggle.
No, Hillary. It is much too dangerous for you in Germany now.
Yes. Go with Nick. Don't worry about us. We will hear his music on the Voice of America. We will hear it in the hearts of the people and in elevators everywhere.
And as long as we do, we know that we are not alone in our fight.
You're right, Hillary. And when we get to America...
Who knows what will be then?
Everything's going to be fine.
Things change. People change. Hairstyles change.
Hillary, I want you to be with me.
Interest rates fluctuate. Who knows?
Don't you want to come with me? If you don't say so, say it now.
Want? Want? More than anything. Take me. Take me with you. Chocolate Mousse, I'll never forget you. Goodbye, Ducroix. Take care of yourself. Goodbye, Deja Vu. I'll always remember you. And I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
Wap-bop-a-loo-bam, la-bam-boom, tutti-frutti, I'm Rudy, tutti-frutti, I'm Rudy, tutti-frutti, I'm Rudy, tutti-frutti, I'm Rudy, tutti-frutti, I'm Rudy. Wap-bop-a-loo-bam, la-bam-boom, got a girl named Sue, she knows just what to do. Got a girl named Sue, she knows just what to do. She knows how to love me, yes indeed, a boy don't know what to do. Oh Rudy, to the fruity, 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 oh Rudy. Oh wop bop a loo bam a lop bam boom. How silly can you get? Yeah, yeah. How silly can you get? Ooh, yeah. I never ever meant to stray. Would you look at me that way? I went to Paris in France. I found a little romance. She was walking down the boulevard. I know I should have been good. I never thought that I would. You know, across and baby, cross my heart. But a little rocking and a little wine saw me thinking about a little Valentine. What's a lonely boy to do? She looks so fine. If everybody had a 12-gauge and a surf or two, you'd see them shooting and surfing from here to Malibu. Because it's totally bitchin', riding waves to blast their pigeons. And it's no need shooting ski while you're riding out the heavies all day. Don't get tired. Second wave, aim higher. Third wave, pull and fire. First wave, get one match. Second wave, pull out trap. Third wave, I was fast. I wish they all could be double barrel. Wish they all could be double barrel guns. Skeet serpent, can't you see? Do you wanna come along with me? Skeet
Baby, please spend this night.